porthole, landing in the Dominican Republic. Visibility is restricted on airplanes. Looking out through a small porthole, flyers can see parts of our plane, but mostly see clouds. Sometimes the clouds are white as your grandfather's hair, while other times they are puffed up like a boxer's bruised right eye. They make fantastic shapes, but at this moment look suspiciously like the unwelcome mushrooms growing in my backyard this last spring. The terra firma of the Dominican Republic fills my porthole as we fly over the island and begin our descent. Instructions for landing are given over a sound system in Spanish and English. We are thanked for our compliance, urged to take all our belongings with us, go through customs, enjoy our trip, and fly united again. This island is large with plenty of water and grows cocoa, tobacco, sugarcane, coffee, rice, beans, bananas, potatoes, corn, cattle, pigs, chickens, eggs, and the surrounding sea has plenty of fish. I say Dominican Republic stickers on clusters of bananas sold in my back home grocery. This island is the size of Georgia and is one of the largest of the Caribbean islands, behind Cuba and Jamaica. Settling down with a bump on a wet runway, this ninth Scott Trek's trek has begun. I'm not going to white sand beaches and all-inclusive resorts with margaritas and fajitas. I'll be stepping back into history this trip, jumping into the UNESCO-certified colonial zone in Santo Domingo, where Spain established its beachhead in the New World. Landing, my travel notebook is empty, waiting to be filled. Some of what fills Scott Trek's is by choice, but the rest is up to fate and the travel gods. Where my attention goes is what I write about and photograph, and what draws my attention usually doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles.